Hello and welcome to the Growth Podcasts. Here is your host, RJ.
Welcome to another episode of the Growth Podcasts. Today I want to give you five empowering procrastination tips. According to Wikipedia, procrastination is the action of unnecessarily and voluntarily delaying or postponing something despite knowing that there will be negative consequences for doing so. One of the most destructive effects of procrastination is the fact that it makes you feel out of control. Procrastination is like an invisible force that keeps you from doing the very things you know you must do. With the increasing demands on our time and attention, there seems to be an increase in procrastination as a chronic problem, especially amongst those people that want to succeed the most.
The Growth Podcasts, broadcasting worldwide. To get all the free resources you need to grow your business, visit www.onlinegrowthchannel.com, www.onlinegrowthchannel.com for 100% free resources.
Procrastination usually sets in when you feel overwhelmed by all the have-tos in life, and instead of making steady progress, you take on too much without ever getting any of it done. Feeling out of control takes away all your power to shape and direct your own life. It's true that there are many things over which you have no control, but you always have full control over what really happens to you. And what really happens to you is a mental process independent of the circumstances and events of the outside world. Being empowered means that you realize that you already have the power, and this realization also gives you the ability to take action.
You are listening to the Growth Podcasts. Are you interested in doing an online tourism business course? Please visit tourismbusinessonline.com, tourismbusinessonline.com.
Stop searching for a social media agency. Get the results you want today. We've got everything you need. OGC Digital Agency is an affordable all-in-one solution, quality, cost-effective, and efficient. Getting started is really easy. Visit our website and select a service, add to cart, and pay. We go to work and deliver perfection. We have something for everyone. You get compelling content, posts scheduled, daily postings, fan engagement, monthly reports, and much more. We've helped many others, and we can help you too. Say goodbye to the hassles and say hello to peace of mind.
I want to give you five empowering procrastination tips that can help you reach this realization and become empowered to effectively deal with procrastination and inaction. Firstly, it's all inside. Procrastination is an internal process, and although it might feel like it's happening to you, you are in actual fact responsible for it. This procrastination tip can help to put you back in control almost immediately. Procrastination is not an external force, but an internal response and evaluation. The simple realization that it's you that are doing it to you gives you the power to do something about it. Second tip, it's all you. When procrastination drags you down, it's all too easy to think that it just is and that you can't do anything about it. Although it feels like you have no control, you actually do. In fact, this is why you feel out of control, because you believe that you can't do anything about it. There are two very important beliefs you need to develop to help you break free from procrastination. First is that you can overcome procrastination, and the second is that you can overcome procrastination. No one else can do it for you, and because you created it, you can uncreate it. Thirdly, the third tip, it's all in your head. The reason why most people remain stuck in patterns of procrastination is because of fear. At the most fundamental level, All forms of procrastination come down to fear. What you don't face controls you. To overcome the fear and the procrastination that comes with it, you need to confront and do the very things you don't want to do. The instant you do, you take chance and it no longer has any control over you. The ironic thing is that fear only exists in your imagination. It's always something that hasn't happened yet. Procrastination is not real. It's only the way you evaluate things in your mind. The fourth tip, it's all about conditioning. Success and anything in life relies on consistency. The best of the best at anything are those who can repeat their greatness consistently. The way you get consistent is through conditioning. Your nervous system operates through conditioning. When you do something over and over again, it becomes normal. And when it's normal, you don't have to think about it. It becomes automatic. The challenge is that this principle works both ways. Whether your conditioned responses support you or whether it pulls you down, your nervous system does not make that distinction. If procrastination is your conditioned response, you will always feel out of control, simply because that's what you've learned to do automatically. You simply need to recondition yourself to a new response, to teach yourself to respond in a different way. Last tip, it's all about awareness. Procrastination does serve a purpose, and a very important one as such, but only if you are aware of the benefits.
You are listening to the Growth Podcasts. Visit www.ogcvideoagency.com for high-quality short videos to market your services or products on social media. www.ogcvideoagency.com.
We only procrastinate about those things that are valued to us at some level, either directly or indirectly. You believe that taking action will benefit you. If it didn't, it would not bother you, right? Be grateful for procrastination and use it as a guide to know what you need to act upon. Being aware of this fact and developing an awareness of what you do and fail to do can empower you to be in charge of yourself on a much higher level. When you are empowered, you are in charge, and even if things seem to go wrong on the surface, underneath you know that you have the power to deal with it effectively. Procrastination is disempowering, and it takes away your ability to take immediate action and deal with any situation. Always remember that you are ultimately in charge of you. Tomorrow will be today, tomorrow. Don't delay. Act. That brings us to the end of this episode.
Please like or follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and subscribe to our YouTube channel and podcast platforms. The Growth Podcasts is broadcasted once weekly, every Thursday at 3 p.m. Beijing time, GMT plus 8. Until next time, please stay safe and be blessed. Till we meet again.